Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. McDonald's announced a partnership with the electric vehicle charging network Instavolt to install chargers at its drive-thru locations in the UK. These chargers will offer 125 kilowatts of power, allowing vehicles to get to an 80% charge in about 20 minutes. The rollout and cost of these chargers was not announced, but the company said its ambition is to have more charging points than any other company in the UK and Ireland. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says Apple will not include a power adapter with the purchase of the next generation iPhone. Kuo previously said he expects Apple will stop including wired earbuds with future iPhones as well. The analyst says Apple will sell the upcoming iPhone 12 at the same price point as its predecessor, but not including the accessories will help offset increased costs of 5G networking components and allow for smaller packaging, which will reduce Apple's freight costs. Kuo says Apple will introduce a 20-watt charger that will be available to purchase separately. The Wall Street Journal sources say Uber is in talks to buy Postmates for roughly $2.6 billion. Postmates reportedly had been planning an initial public offering after confidentially filing for an IPO in February of last year. Uber's food delivery arm, Uber Eats, is already the second largest market share in the U.S. after DoorDash, according to research from Edison Trends. Uber previously was in talks to buy Grubhub, which ended up being bought by Just Eat Takeaway instead. Facebook executives tell Axios that starting Tuesday, it will prioritize original reporting in its newsfeed and demote stories that aren't transparent about who authored them. Facebook will use artificial intelligence to analyze groups of articles on a particular story topic and note which one is most often cited as the original source. The algorithm changes only apply to news stories in English, with hopes to expand to other languages in the future. Amazon Prime Video is launching Watch Party, which will let up to 100 Prime subscribers view film and TV together at once over the internet. The feature is rolling out to U.S. users in the browser, though it is not supported by Apple's Safari. Amazon says thousands of titles will be eligible for Watch Party, and all subscribers will be able to host and participate. Bloomberg sources say Apple has begun canceling some in-development Apple Arcade games because they didn't have enough engagement. The sources say Apple is looking for games that keep players hooked so they will keep paying for Apple Arcade service after the free trial ends. Apple reportedly holds up the game Grindstone as an example. Facebook showed off a proof-of-concept virtual reality headset that looks like a pair of sunglasses. It's virtual reality, not augmented reality, with 9mm thick displays that use holographic optics instead of refractive lenses. Holographic optics record the interaction of laser light with a lens. Facebook also says it uses polarization-based optical folding to reduce the space between the display and the lens. This moves light back and forth within the lens to reduce the space needed. Dish announced Wednesday it had completed the purchase of Boost Mobile from Sprint. Dish's acquisition of Boost Mobile was one of the conditions required for the approval of the merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. Current Boost customers keep their service, which is run on Sprint's network. However, new users' phones will be activated using T-Mobile's service area, and existing users can take their phone to a Boost store to get it switched over to that wider service network, too. NBC is boosting content to its Peacock streaming service from ViacomCBS. TV shows from CBS, Showtime, and The CW, along with films from Paramount, will be available on Peacock starting July 15th. Peacock is available to most Comcast customers now and launches for all in the U.S. July 15th. U.S. House Antitrust Panel Chair David Sisseling confirmed that Apple CEO Tim Cook agreed to testify as part of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee's antitrust probe in July. Recode's Kara Swisher tweeted that in an interview with Sisseling, Cook, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, and Amazon's Jeff Bezos will all appear at the hearings to be held in late July. On Thursday, Apple announced it will close 30 retail locations in Alabama, California, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, and Oklahoma, following previously announced store closures in Florida, Mississippi, Texas, and Utah on Wednesday. Apple has now closed 77 retail locations due to COVID-19 that had previously been reopened. Apple said it took these steps out of an abundance of caution. And finally, the satellite operator OneWeb filed for bankruptcy back in March. The company has now agreed to a sale process to a consortium led by the UK government and India's Bharti Global. Both parties will put up roughly $500 million as part of the deal, with the UK government getting a 20% stake and Bharti handling management and operations. The UK could potentially use OneWeb's satellite constellation for positioning, navigation, and timing services, which could replace the EU's SatNav, which the UK lost access to in January from Brexit. Bharti plans to continue building out OneWeb's broadband internet satellite network, which has launched 74 of a planned 650 satellites. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.